Number One Killer of Women in the United States by supporting Women Heart and the 2008 Wenger Awards. Information at womenheart.org and by individual donors to PRI whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time. This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu. Our puppet's strings showing there this afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Kyle Mabry is our technical director today. And in the studio with me, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Levee breaks in Lawrence County near the Indiana border have sent water into homes and farms in southeast Illinois. Authorities say an early morning levee failure along the Embraugh River is forcing the evacuations of an unspecified number of homes northeast of Lawrenceville, as well as some livestock. Sheriff Russell Adams says floodwaters are to the roofs of some homes, although much of the drainage has been in farmland and prairie. Officials say another levee broke along the Wabash River near Westport. Adams says the flooding is affecting about 50 to 75 square miles of Lawrence County. Shelters are being set up in the 4,600-resident town of Lawrenceville, and voluntary evacuations are also being done near St. Francisville, south of Lawrenceville, which has about 900 people. A Paxton man who's facing drug charges alleges that local police used racial profiling for a series of traffic tickets before his arrest this spring. 41-year-old Paul Begum, who's black, was ticketed 8 separate times by Paxton police over just a year's time. And in March, officers allegedly found cocaine when conducting a search warrant on his home. Begum has pleaded not guilty to the drug charges. His attorney, William Duringer, says police issued the tickets in an attempt to get his client to leave town. He notes that all but one of those was dismissed.
It is curious that there's this number of arrests for, you know, I won't say all of them are small stuff, but most of them are small stuff. And, you know, why are those arrests being made? I mean, police can arrest most everybody for anything on traffic things if they really want to, but they don't generally do that.
Duringer has filed a series of motions, including one that asks for disclosure of the traffic charges. A hearing is expected before the end of the month. Bingham also has a criminal record in Champaign County, which Duringer says should have nothing to do with the drug charges. Bingham's been on parole since 1995 for an armed violence and felony theft conviction. He remains in custody in Ford County on the drug charge, and a trial is expected in the next few months. Paxton's police chief hasn't returned a call seeking comment. The McDonald's fast food chain has announced it's temporarily taking the sliced tomatoes off sandwiches. The announcement after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration recommended people avoid eating certain types of tomatoes. The agency says some kinds of tomatoes are thought to be the cause of the current outbreak of Salmonella bacteria across the country. Melanie Arnold is a public health official in Illinois.
The Illinois Department of Public Health is not yet ready to say the illness is the Salmonella is definitely associated with tomatoes. However, we are urging people to follow the FDA recommendations not to eat round or Roma tomatoes.
Arnold says avoiding tomatoes should be easier if they're not already on the sandwich. He says so far there are 27 reported cases of salmonella poisoning in the state. Many businesses have long records of contributing to and volunteering at public schools. The Champaign District now wants to recognize those firms and encourage new ones to step forward. Unifor's community outreach coordinator says the A-plus business partnership program will match businesses and other organizations with individual schools and their needs. Lauren Smith says the cooperation could involve anything from helping organize student clubs to donating equipment.
We have a literacy program at one of the schools. There is a breakfast club program at another school where they would like volunteers to come in and have breakfast with the kids to get them off to the right start. We have mentoring that they can come help with. If they'd like to tutor in an individual classroom, that opportunity is available. It's kind of on a school-to-school basis depending on what schools need.
Smith says while businesses can offer to help students, Unit 4 wants to make sure that that participation doesn't drift into promoting businesses to students. But she says while business partnerships help solidify the firm's role in the community, they also take valuable services and funding to the district. Beginning July 1st, restaurants in Urbana won't have to pay as much to sell alcohol. The city council is in the process of establishing a liquor license just for restaurants. For years, restaurants in Urbana had to pay as much as bars for liquor licenses, but Mayor Laurel Pressing says she didn't think that was fair.
they were in the same class as bars. So it could be 10% liquor or 90% liquor, and you would have paid the same.
The Urbana City Council has set the new fee levels for restaurants. Set it last month. Last night in committee, the council passed language to define the new liquor license category for restaurants. To qualify for that license classification, a restaurant can get no more than 40% of its profits from alcohol. Restaurants would pay around $1,000 less for a liquor license than a bar. The reduction will be phased in over 2 years. Governor Rod Blagojevich has lost a last-ditch effort to keep 15 National Guard jets from leaving Springfield for Indiana. Yesterday, a federal judge refused Governor Blagojevich's request to stop the move, saying there's no proof the departure will cost Illinois major harm. The first of the F-16 fighter jets is already leaving Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport, with half scheduled to leave later this month. The rest of the planes assigned to the 183rd Fighter Wing likely will head out in September as part of a nationwide reorganization of military bases.